What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled A Tour of Guatemala City and Don't Deal with Indians. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Guatemala. This is my last day here. I never been to Guatemala City. I landed here, but I took the shuttle directly from Guatemala City to Antigua. And then after Antigua, I went to Lake Atitlan, and I just left Lake Atitlan this morning. And now here I am in beautiful Guatemala City. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Omar, this ain't much to look at. It's like 9 o'clock and like the city is pretty much shut down for the night. Guys, Guatemala is not a party, not a party city, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now, dudes. Guatemala is not for singles. It's not for a party life. In all honesty, guys, Guatemala, outside of tourist shit, Guatemala, quite frankly, is a unremarkable country, okay? Guatemala is number 2 on the unremarkability scale right after Dominican Republic. And to be fair to DR, I went to Dominican Republic during the midst of Scamarona, where they did have a curfew. So maybe DR would actually be more exciting than here. But let's be honest, the weather in DR sucks. You know, the passport bros fucked it all up. Not to mention big, fat, ugly black woman from Haiti are going into DR. So yeah, I would say DR is like the worst country I've been to. And Guatemala is number 2. The only redeeming factor for Guatemala, guys, is that the weather is really nice. And that's because we are anywhere from 4 to 5,000 feet up in the highlands. So the weather during the day is like upper 70s. At night, it gets down to the lower 50s. So the weather is really good. It's affordable. Granted, chicken here is even more expensive than America, but in all honesty, guys, I actually found it cheaper to just go eat out than it is to go cook your own food, you know? I mean, yeah, you can cook your own food cheaper. I mean, if you eat a pound of chicken and get your vegetable locally produced, yeah, you can eat on average for about $8 a day for a single person, okay? I actually went to Pollo Campero, again. I have to admit, their Guatemalan City branch is way better than their Lake Atitlan branch. Because when I went to Lake Atitlan, I'm like, yeah, this ain't all that, you know. But when I went to the one, That's my own cable dangling on my feet. Thought it was a dog. So when I went to the one here in Guatemala City, it was really good. And it's the same price, 65 quetzal, which is like a little bit over $8, okay, guys? So, you know, you guys can eat out here every day for about $8 to $9 if you would like to do that. But of course, you know, it ain't healthy food. You're not getting your fiber. You know, you have to get fiber supplements and shit like that. But this is a cable, you know. Obviously, I'm not gonna have this in the phone when I'm doing a video. But like I was saying, guys, if you want to eat out here in Guatemala, whether it's Antigua, Guatemala City, or even Lake Atitlan, you can eat out, and you can eat out good for about $8 to $9 if you want, okay? So all in all, guys, your food budget in this country for a single person, assuming you don't pig out or eat fancy schmancy bullshit, is about $8 to $9 a day, okay? So it is very affordable. Guatemala is very affordable, even though we got like gringos coming down here, raising up the prices. But still, guys, it's affordable, because here's the thing. If prices in Guatemala go up because of the gringos, guess what? The gringos are gonna go somewhere else. They're gonna be like, fuck this place, you know? I might as well go to Medellin, I might as well go to Mexico. So you guys have to understand, people who can't afford Mexico, people who are a little bit too scared of Colombia, they come to Guatemala. So this is why I don't think the price here is gonna be inflated because of the gringos, because the Guatemalans know if it becomes too expensive, the gringos will just go somewhere else. You guys have to remember, Guatemala, all in all, is quite frankly an unremarkable country, okay? I know some of you guys said you went jungle trekking and you went paragliding. Yes, look, if I was gonna do Guatemala again, I would pretty much do all the tourist stuff. I would do the volcanoes, I would do the paragliding or parasailing. I would do the lake tours. I would just do all the tourist stuff and make a U-turn and go back home, you know? But living in Guatemala, guys, yeah, it's unremarkable. Especially when you, like, travel all over Europe. It's like, dude, this is, you know, it's cheaper to live in Ukraine than to live here, man. So at the end of the day, guys, Guatemala is an unremarkable country, you know? Again, for those of you who just wanna focus on the tourist stuff, the lakes, parasailing, volcanoes, hiking, yes, it's worth it. But to live in Guatemala, nah, not worth it, dudes. It's just an unremarkable country. Anyways, let's get into the point of this video. Don't deal with Indians. Now, a little history lesson, okay? The reason why Native Americans are called Indians is because when the white man came to the New World, they thought that they actually found a way to India by going through the other side. That's why the indigenous people in the Americas are called Indians, because the white man thought those were the thought that they were actually in Yogi Obes, India. At the end of the day, guys, both Indians suck, okay? So let's get into it, okay? We have two types of Indians, okay? We have, and special shout out to Robin Williams, you know, and Goodwill Hunting for this, you know. You got the Indian, with the dot on the forehead. Then you have the Indian with the feather in the back, okay? The Indian with the dot on the forehead, that's Yogi Obes people. And the Indian with the feather on the back, you know, that's the indigenous people of the Americas. Both people, quite frankly, are repulsive, okay? Let me say that one more time. Both Yogi Obes people, both the indigenous people of the Americas, I find to be repulsive, okay? That's why they're ugly, because God is punishing them. That's why Indians are ugly. Now, the Indians here in Guatemala, they don't like us. They view us as invaders, because, you know, after all, you know, we did kill their daddy and rape their mommy, so kinda understand where they're coming from. But also at the same time, guys, they want to scam you, okay? They want to scam you. They want to take advantage of you. They want to rip you off. They want to do you dirty. That's just who they are, okay? And it's the same thing with Yogi Obes people, you know? You know, I know two people who one is Colombian, one's Japanese, and they too hate Indian people. So let me tell you a funny story, but first, let me show you a little bit of Guatemala City, guys. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Omar, this is nothing to write home about. Again, Guatemala overall is a unremarkable country. You're not missing out on anything unless, again, you want to do volcano climbing and parasailing and shit like that. But in the grand scheme of things, guys, Guatemala is just an unremarkable country, okay? So, going back to the Japanese dude who does my hair and the Colombian guy that I rent motorcycles from, you know, the Colombian guy, he told me he hates Indians because they always want a discount when they rent motorcycles from him. It's like, nigger, please, when you go to Walmart, when you go to like fucking McDonald's, do you like go up to the cashier and be like, hey man, give me a discount? No, you don't. So why the hell do you go to a small business and require a discount from them, you know? I find that to be quite frankly rude, okay? You know, you don't require a discount from Walmart and McDonald's, but you do so from small ma and pa businesses, you know? So that's why the Colombian dude hates Indians. The Japanese guy who straightens my hair, he doesn't even take Indian clients, you know? He told me when Indian women call him to do their hair, he says, sorry, my product doesn't work in Indian hair. And he tells me, not only do the Indian people request a discount. You guys have to understand, the Japanese hair straightening process, okay? The Japanese hair straightening process, guys, takes upwards of 5 hours, okay? So, and that's on me. So imagine your typical Indian woman with hair down to her ass crack, right? That's probably gonna take, you know, maybe 7 or 8 hours. So, you know, this is like surgery, dudes. You know, Japanese hair straightening is like fucking surgery. Or a flight, you know, from Miami to like fucking, I don't know, Poland or the UK, you know, it can take 5 to 7 or 8 hours depending on your hair. And these Indian people, they always want a discount. And then he told me something else. He said, even if I give them a discount, after I'm done with their hair, they say, oh man, you ruined my hair. You burnt my scalp. Oh, what happened to my beautiful hair? I don't want to pay, you know? So that's just how Indian people are. So, like I said, guys, the reason why Indian people, whether it's Yogi Ops people or whether it is the indigenous people of the Americas, the reason why they're fugly, because God is punishing them for being scumbags, okay? And let me say this loud, let me say this proud. I have no respect for the Indian culture, whether it's American Indians or whether it's Yogi Ob's Indians. I have no respect for their culture, okay? Now, if they have taken the identity of the people of the book, which is Islam, Christianity, Judaism, okay, cool, I'm fine with you. But if you're living according to your own mumbo jumbo, yeah, I have no respect for you, man. Furthermore, I'm convinced that the ugly Mayan woman today, their mammies were so ugly that not even the conquistadors were willing to stick their dick in their pussy, you know? Because a lot of these Guatemalan women, a lot of these Indian women, man, they fugly, you know? So, if anybody watching this video plans on committing genocide, 100%, 99% ain't good enough. Don't believe me? Ask the Canaanites. Oh, yeah, that's right. we killed them all, you know? Guys, let me tell you something as a Jew. Genocide every now and then is a good thing. We need to genocide the Indians. We need to genocide the Gypsies. By the way, the Gypsies are an offshoot of the Indians. Have you guys noticed that the Indian race is just a scumbag race to begin with? You know, again, hashtag not all Indian, you know, if they took, you know, not all Indians are like that, but the vast majority of them are scumbags. Kind of like how most black people are like Austin Hullman, you know, low IQ retards. So that's why you guys shouldn't deal with Indians, because it's just not worth it, okay? Guatemala airport is very close by. It's like maybe 3 kilometers away from here, okay? So you hear airplanes all day, every day. So yeah, guys, that was pretty much what my video was about, dudes. Just don't deal with Indians, whether it's, look, man. If you, like, go to a tourist area and you buy peanuts and the Indians rip you off, at the end of the day, getting charged double, triple, or quadruple, you know, you ain't gonna be in the poorhouse, you know? Not to mention that, honestly, they probably won't make that type of money the whole day if they were being honest, you know. McDonald's is right behind us, building, stuff like that. Again, dudes, this is an unremarkable city, guys. Ain't nothing going for it, you know. Like, honestly, man, the whole week was a little bit too much, to be honest with you guys. I mean, this city is not worth a week. I mean, when I go to a city that's close to Miami, especially when it's like within 3 hours and within $200, okay, I like to have a snack to munch on. For those of you who don't know what I mean, all I mean is Yogi Obe's mom is not gonna get her $75 for that day, okay? So far, guys, I have not cultivated a relationship with a local woman where, you know, the plane touches down and her legs are already up in the air. I got that in San Cristobal. I got that in Medellin. I don't have that here yet. The good thing about Guatemala City, guys, where I am right now, is that white people, mestizos, I thought because of Antigua, because of Lake Atitlan, I thought that sadly and unfortunately all Guatemalans are fucking Indian, but no, they're not. So my game plan, if I do Guatemala again, guys, my game plan would be to do all the tourist stuff and then spend like a week here in Guatemala City and see if I can cultivate a relationship with some 304, okay? So, but do I have a burning desire of coming back to Guatemala? Not really, dudes. I mean, look, I have so many reward points with Trash Airlines. Oops, I mean Spirit Airlines. I can come here for like $55 round trip, okay? But do I really want to come back here again? I mean, look, honestly, if it wasn't for the weather, if this country had the same weather as Dominican Republic, I would not come here, dudes. So the weather is the only saving grace this country really has. Other than that, I've seen better, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Colombia, whether it's Vietnam. So my honest and last advice for you guys out there who wanna travel the world, you know, Guatemala, outside of the tourist stuff and maybe witnessing it for yourself, it's an unremarkable country. And again, can't stress this enough. Indians need to be either genocided or bred out. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.